number six, Madam Clerk.
Number six is from the Interim Director of Risk Management requesting authorization to extend a one-year extension of the following insurance policies: the airport liability, the public entity liability, property insurance, and fidelity insurance, and shall issue a request for proposals no later than the third quarter of 2012 for these insurance policies. That will include insurance coverage beginning on January 1st, 2014.
Move approval.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Dennis Dietcher, and I am the Interim Director of Risk Management.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo?
Move approval.
Move approval. Any questions? I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
On page 2, under recommendations, it states, due to time constraints, RFPs could not be solicited, evaluated by the close of 2011. However, risk management staff has successfully negotiated favorable terms and pricings for an anticipated one-year renewal of the existing policies with the current carriers. That's, I guess, just the fact that we weren't able to go out and solicit for an additional RFP is uncommon. I think the staff and everyone involved usually is very timely in ensuring that we can get these RFPs out in
yes,
a timely manner. What happened here?
We lost our risk manager.
And so it just kind of fell through the
Well, no. That position is not there. So I'm the only one left to run the risk management operation, of which we have done. It's just that because of that, there are time constraints that prevented us from establishing these RFPs in that timely process. So again, our goal going forward by October is to do those four RFPs. There is a fair amount of time necessary to do that, and we just don't have the staff to do it currently because of the leaving of our risk manager.
Essentially, we're receiving a $3,000 reduction from year over year in our premium costs?
Exactly. You know, the benefit, you know, that I can tell you is that we have budgeted for our insurance renewals, and we are coming in at or below our budgeted amount for the same very good coverage for these major insurance items. And whereby if in fact we would have had, you know, a dramatic increase here or there, one of these policies, you know, there would have been a need to ask for more money. However, that's not the case. We're getting very good coverage from very good carriers, and they have agreed to, if in fact you all agree to go forward the next year without adjusting premiums upward.
I guess I'm a little concerned, and I've had this issue with how we, I guess, interact with our service providers and contractors. We seem almost happy that they give us pennies on the dollar when we renew, or they raise the price, you know, less than 10 or 15%, and we feel like we've got a good deal. I'm kind of disappointed that $3,000 is not much of anything. I'm sure they spend $3,000 just on postage on one mailing. So what are we going to put in place to ensure that this doesn't happen next year? Because really, I think we could go out to the market, and at this time, we have leverage. The county just does, has, I don't know, I guess since I've been here, it just seems like we're reluctant to use it to go out and advocate for a better price on behalf of our employees and the tax dollars that we're being charged with.
Well, I can tell you that you know, it's not our desire to skip the RFP process, and as long as I've been here, I believe this may have been the only time that we've had to do this. So again, going forward, the RFP process is our plan to use to do all of these. We just are here asking for that one-year extension at desirable rates for good coverage in our existing policies.
How long does it usually take to develop and then submit an RFP, go through the process of scoring them, and then issuing, I guess, an approval contract to someone.
And when we did this the last time, you know, it was probably about a three-month process.
A three-month process?
Yeah.
Okay. Supervisor DeBruyne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Refresh my memory. Is your risk? Did your risk manager leave because he was retiring, he or she, or was this a budget cut? And are you getting that position filled?
The risk manager, Jason Gates, took a position with the state of Wisconsin as their deputy risk manager.
Okay.
And in the interim, I have been serving in his stead. The position itself is one that DAS is looking to fill.
So, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we are in the process of filling that position. We actually have interviews, I believe, starting next week.
And I guess I just have just a slightly different reaction to the chair about this. I understand his concerns, and I agree with him. I think a lot of it is too easy in county government at times, it seems, for departments to just renew contracts. But in this case, it seems like what we've got is one person doing the job of two. And as a result of that, when I looked at the previous contract, it was a three-year-long contract. It's really been 3 years since that company has, you know, essentially had to rebid or whatever. So
I
actually think it's a pretty darn good deal that we got
it
at the same level as the old three-year contract. But I'm glad you're only asking for 1 year. I'm glad that you're coming in and saying that you intend to rebid it, because I think that respects the concerns not only of the chair and this committee, but also the goal of county government to keep issuing RFPs. But I guess I felt the need to say that I think in this case it is from my perspective very understandable, and you're not the only county employee doing the work of two. But it seems to me if something had to slide, it slid in a way that was actually advantageous for us. So I appreciate it.
Again, our diligence, or my diligence, has really benefited because, again, you know, we're getting the same rate that we got from 3 years ago. And again, you know, if I had reason to believe that we could do even better, you know, I would approach you with all of the things that I could to say this is why we need to do this. But again, it was not to disrespect the process in regards to the RFP. Managing risk for the county is a monumental task, and you know, I've been around a long time, so I know a lot of the ropes. You know, however, you know, you just have a limited amount of time to be able to do all the things proficiently, so that we can manage our risk properly, and that has been my goal all along.
And the final thing I want to say is I appreciate DAS is viewing this as an important position to fill, because it sounds very bureaucratic, but I think it actually is a very key position to have, and risk management needs to be fully staffed. So I appreciate DAS's reaction to this as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, on Supervisor Mayo's motion. Madam Clerk.
On approval, Supervisor DeBruyne.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next slide.